Hachette Audio presents A Flame in the North, written by Lilith St. Crow, read by Saskia Marleveld. For those who must leave home. When there passed us a woman with the west in her eyes, and a man with his back to the east. Mary Elizabeth Coleridge. Several problems have tormented the translator of this tale. Many a term in the old tongue or southern dialects holds nuance not easily explained in other languages. The reader's patience is humbly solicited. Any error is unintentional, any inaccuracy likewise. May the blessed smile upon both reader and scholar alike, knowing neither insult nor injury are meant. Part 1. Journey North. Hastily done. For Seder is a tree, and some branches wider than others. Those gifted with its touch may bend one of the great forces of nature to their will, and those with any of the weirding may call a spark. The most blessed among them we call elementalist, and they perform not mere kindling, but hold actual flame. Navros, first scholar of Naras, in the days of King Edrasil. By solstice day, the great Althing at Dún Ríthel was almost over. Our father took Astrid and Bjorn to the last day of the Riverside Fair, but I did not accompany them. I was already thinking upon the fire. Mother was abed with winter ague, and Bjorn, her firstborn, useless when it came to organizing, both by temperament and upon account of maleness. If you wish something heavy lifted, something bulky heaved a great distance, something stabbed, slashed, or thumped into submission, he was not only willing to oblige, but also an expert of such endeavors. But should you wish for aught else, disappointment was the result. Astrid had already done her part with the great feast upon the penultimate day. Many a toast was drunk to her health, and Ithric the Stout had already gifted our hall with a great gem-crusted plate as a sign of earnest. My sister liked the sheep lord's middle son.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?